Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Feels like it has been forever and ever and ever, Rolene. How are you?
It has. I mean, I just heard that you played a song called Temperature. The temperatures here are going down. But, I've really missed you guys.
Missed you too.
Yeah.
I feel like out of sorts, you know, when I don't have to get ready for high FM.
Okay, that makes two of us. I feel exactly the same. Ro, you may or may not possibly have somebody trying to put a government together. What's going on with Mr. Gantz and Mr. Rivlin?
Okay, so just before the last night of Sukkot, well, you know, here in Israel, we only have one night of the end of Sukkot and also one day of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. We try to be as efficient and time-saving as possible here in the Holy Land. But anyway, just before the last evening of Sukkot came in, Prime Minister Netanyahu handed back his mandate to President Rivlin, saying that he was unable to successfully form a government or coalition. And immediately the president called on Benny Gantz to start putting the process together. However, this will only be finalized tonight at about 8 o'clock. Benny Gantz will go to Beit HaNasiy, to the president's house. They will sign a document. Not only will he formally be tasked with the immense job of forming a government, but he will also be given a security detail, which is something that I didn't know. But you know what is simply or a little bit difficult for anybody on security patrol with Benny Gantz is that he is extremely tall. The RDF had a problem with his security detail because he's incredibly tall, and we'll see how this pans out. I, on the other hand, don't have that problem.
No, you don't. Ro, I'm just anyway. Are the numbers there? I mean, is it even remotely possible that he could put together a workable coalition?
Well, this is the scenario that he wanted. Okay. He wanted to be the leader that would be given the second stab at forming a government. I think he's trying to play strategically, and if he pulls this off, it'll be quite something, because Netanyahu, as we know, is the master strategist. But I think Benny Gantz is hoping to be the man who kind of comes in, saves the day, forms the government, and saves us from the other inevitability if this doesn't happen, which could be a third election. So he has said that he's going for a more broad-based unity government. That's the scenario that he wants. He was prepared to enter into a minority government. So while we all had were busy scratching our heads trying to figure out what that meant, before that could go to task, Netanyahu handed back the mandate, and now Gantz has 28 days, just like Netanyahu had, to form his government. And I must say, I'm like quite dismayed to see the reaction to this. You know, when I posted the other night, just before Sukkot came in, that Gantz had been tasked with forming a government, a lot of like sad faces. You know, at the end of the day, there will come a time where Prime Minister Netanyahu's tenure, where it be now or whenever, will come to an end. And it's something that people have to understand. It's Israel, and it's never static. It's always dynamic. And let's see if Benny Gantz will be successful and who will be the Prime Minister. You know, nothing is nothing's carved in stone yet.
Rolene, can you help me understand this concept of a minority government? Because I'm a bit confused. I mean, why is Gantz being given the opportunity to have a minority government and Netanyahu not? Or is that part of the who goes first scenario? I'm just a little confused.
I think it was more with the who goes first scenario. It's probably who has the most likelihood of some kind of coalition, while the other parties don't seem to, you know, seem to fall in one way or the other. If the other parties go with Gantz but not to the Likud and their allies, they still don't have enough for a majority government or or a coalition, but a minority government made up of a few parties might have a better chance. This is the way that many of us understand it, but we are hoping we won't get there because nobody seems to know how to explain it properly. So we're hoping that we don't have to do that.
Well, I'm sure, and more than that, I'm so sure that you do not want third elections under any circumstances whatsoever. I mean, what will change?
Well, this is the thing. We don't think anything will change. We think that if there is that remote possibility, well, actually not so remote possibility, that Gantz is unable to form his coalition and we do go to a third set of elections, we're going to have the same deadlock. This is, you know, we can't keep having elections. They are very, very expensive, not to mention, you know, a big drain on us socioeconomically, and also from a security perspective, we need a stable and strong government in place as soon as possible. We are in a very precarious neighborhood, as we know. In fact, as we're speaking, you know, news has come in that Netanyahu, while he is still the prime minister, he has appointed the former head of the Shin Bet, Avi Dichter, as a deputy defense minister. We know that we are facing a lot of issues. And breaking news as we speak,
yes.
Netanyahu has accepted Benny Gantz's invitation for talks on a unity government. So let's see how this goes. Both of them say that they favor a unity government. But, and I think one of the big holdups in this is who is going to lead it. I don't know, guys. Do we say somebody call heads, somebody call tails, just sort it out. You know, we need to get on with the business of getting on.
Let's go from politics to sport, and let's talk about the Iranian judo team and its relationship with world judo. Talk to us about that.
Well, at the moment, the relationship between the Iranian judo team and world judo is kind of sour. The International Judo Federation has announced that it will ban Iran indefinitely over their refusal to face Israeli judokas, which I learned over the last 2 days. It's what you call somebody who is a judo person. You call them a judoka. Shows you what I know about sports. And this follows a provisional ban that Iran had to face. You know, there was the whole incident earlier this year in Japan where the Iranian judoka was told to throw the match so that he wouldn't have to face up against Sagi Mukian. You know, we're all familiar with those images of Sagi going up to his Iranian counterpart to shake his hand and just summarily being ignored. Now, Iran are saying that these allegations are based on false information and are based on false investigations. However, the IJF have said that it's absolutely not acceptable, this kind of racism, this kind of boycott. We call it, you know, more anti-Semitism. And the Iranian Federation's chief, Arash Mirezmali, he has said that this is a cruel and blatant betrayal. And I just have to say, you know, one almost has to feel a bit for the Iranian judokas, who I'm sure throughout their careers, throughout their lives have practiced hard, have shown immense dedication to the sport, and unfortunately are now banned because of politics and because of really, really unnecessary hatred in sports.
Rolene, let's end very quickly on a light note. Snoop Dogg and Israeli Dacha machines. What's the story?
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to know a Dacha machine, it's going to be Snoop Dogg, am I right?
I don't know. I'm not saying a word. We've got a broadcasting authority here.
So an Israeli cannabis growth startup called Cedu, they have signed Snoop Dogg, or I thought it was Snoop Lion. Somebody's a nutty. Somebody correct
true.
Me, please.
It is true.
He was Snoop Lion.
Yeah, he was Snoop Dogg, then he went
was,
Snoop
well,
Lion.
Well, first he was Snoop Puppy. Wasn't he Snoop Puppy?
A Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Well, if he's Snoop Lion, then he can be Snoop Iron like a lion in Zion, because he will be the spokesperson who will be talking about this new little box where you can grow and have a very, very healthy doobie plantations.
Rolene Marks.
So like the world needs more. High note, guys.
We do indeed.
Thanks, Rolene.
Cheers, Ro. Chat tomorrow.
God bless.